Taking work home leaves no time for home. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Taking work home leaves no time for home. How often do we have so many things that busy us as our activities during the day? We may be on a job, we may have a family, we may be running a household, we may be just living our life in whatever happy way it pleases us. But when we come to our home, when we are able to leave whatever has taken place during the day in its rightful place there and live in the now at home, miracles take place for us. We open up an inner door which is so beautiful and so wonderful that it's just hard to imagine. I have a friend in Switzerland. She lives a busy life. She's a nurse and she goes visiting people all day long and spreading joy and wholeness and health with all these people. And she visits her parent and has a good time. And then she comes home. And when she comes home, she has so many projects she'd like to work on, but in her mind are the things of her day. In her mind are all of the people that she works with, and she gives them a little extra loving nudge in her heart and in her consciousness, but she's not paying attention to the now totally. And so she brings her work home even though she doesn't think she does. We all are quite like this. We are so involved in our daily activities and they take so much of our time that we forget we want to live in the now. Live every moment in the now. Just let go of those things that are past. Let go of those things that we are not working on right now. And work on those things that delight us. Now, she delights in playing the guitar. Well, take a few moments every day and let yourself practice this. And know that as you practice it, you are fantastic. And she loves being a clown. Oh, yes. Well, while you're having your dinner, be a clown. While you're making your supper and you're sitting at the table, act like a clown. How would a clown eat supper? How would a clown prepare supper? Get that red nose on your face there and be that silly clown and do everything you do as a clown. And as you do that, your clownship becomes all the more exciting and wonderful and interesting, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Being that wonderful, fabulous, delightful clown that you are. You see, as we learn to let go of the day and each of its moments, no matter whether we're shopping or whether we're keeping house or working on a job or doing any number of wonderful things, when we can let that go and live in the present moment, the excitement of life is just so magnificent. It's so overwhelming, it's so creative and beautiful that it's hard to put words to it. But play the game. Now, you say, well, how can I be a clown and make my dinner and eat my dinner? Well, a clown eats, you know. But how would you as a clown eat? How would you put your one point of attention on being a clown making your dinner? Now, the clown would do silly things. The clown would stand up on a chair and put her hand through her legs and reach for the pot holder on the stove and hold the frying pan, and then with the other hand coming down over the top of her head, getting her nose very close to the frying pan, she'd take care of the food that she's preparing. And you say, oh, Herb, that is so silly. That's outrageous. That's what clowns are. Clowns are outrageous. And do you know, it would make a whole different direction on making your supper if you were to act like a clown. Not stupid, but to act like a joyous, intelligent, outstanding clown. You know, a clown has to be very, very brilliant. Clowns are perhaps the most brilliant people in the world. They're the court jester type of thing. And the things that they think and say and do and the crazy ways they act are all done with a very definite purpose. With the purpose of expressing what their opinion is of life, what their opinion is of themselves, what their opinion is of the world. And should anyone be watching or be aware of what the clown is doing, they get a message, subliminally and maybe not so subliminally sometimes, but they get a message, and the clown is sharing the brilliance of her brain at all times. You see, this is the excitement of living in the now. When you live in the now, music just flows through your heart and soul. And so, after her dinner, instead of putting away the dishes, leave them stacked on the table, leave everything a mess. Even forget to put the cheese in the refrigerator and the other little things that you want to do. And just turn around and ignore the table and take out your guitar and for 15, 20 minutes, play that guitar just as though you are the greatest guitar player in the world. And you're listening to yourself and you're saying, boy, am I good, am I well? If live in the moment, live for now, live in this instant now, and what a wonderful day it would be. You sit at the table sometimes 10, 15 minutes or longer before you get up and clear the table normally. You're in conversation with whoever is there. Well, you're in conversation with your guitar. You're in conversation with being something that pleases you. Maybe you just want to turn to your computer and answer a couple emails right before you clear the table. Sure. Everything you do in the now, nothing possesses you. Nothing demands your attention because you're the boss, you're the creator, you're the imagination. When we live in the now, such wonderful things take place in our life. When we live in the now, such wonderful things take place in our heart. When we live in the now, such wonderful things happen to us. You know, taking work home leaves no time for home. Taking our problems in our heart leaves no time for being in love with ourselves and our world. Have a lovely day and know that you're the creator of your world and you create a wonderful, fabulous, glorious world. And I am with you all the time saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.